In a crowded field of Democrats running for president, Senator Elizabeth Warren is distinguishing herself as the policy wonk. Bernie Sanders might be the frontrunner, Kamala Harris might be from a bigger state, and Beto O'Rourke might have his skateboard. But Elizabeth Warren is the master of policy. She's churned out detailed proposals from a wealth tax to universal child care to breaking up the big tech companies. But, as WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks tells us, it's not clear if dominating the policy debate will help her dominate the race for the Democratic nomination.
Warren says she's a committed capitalist, but that markets without rules are theft. She says Washington is in league with big business and the super rich at the expense of working Americans. So she wants to reform American capitalism so that it works for everyone.
We need to make systemic change in this country. Systemic change. Real change.
Warren's call for systemic change isn't just a slogan. She's backing it up with a slew of detailed policy proposals, which she began rolling out well before she announced she was running for president. Here she is last summer, telling WBUR about her anti-corruption bill, which, among other things, would impose lifetime lobbying bans on presidents, members of Congress, and federal judges.
The problem is in the structure. It's how money influences this place and how the wealthy and the well-connected get their way over and over while everybody else gets left behind.
Warren has proposed policies to break up Facebook and other tech giants, to require corporations include workers on their boards to make them more responsive to the common good and not just to shareholders. She's also calling for universal pre-K and child care, a big expensive program. But she says an annual wealth tax on fortunes greater than $50 million would easily pay for it.
And still have $2 trillion left over.
Here's Warren recently on the New York Times podcast, The Argument.
Think about what we could do on student loans or the work we need to do on infrastructure. And you know, it all starts to feel real now.
This is when I start wondering, like, how much policy actually matters at all.
This is Michelle Goldberg, a columnist with the New York Times on that same podcast. Goldberg is a self-described liberal who loves Warren's policies. And she points out that polls suggest they are popular, but so far, Warren isn't.
You hear from people that she sort of reminds them of Hillary, which they mean in a purely stylistic sense. And it leads me to wonder, what is the salience of policy in a Democratic primary or in our politics at all?
That's a deep question that leads to an answer that pains Richard Reeves, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, a guy who appreciates policy.
It's a painful truth to recognize that policy is less important than we would like to think it is. We are increasingly seeing that political brands matter more than policy platforms.
After the 2016 election, Reeves wrote a piece that said the real loser of that campaign was policy. Reeves argued that Donald Trump offered the most vivid example of the sundering of policy from politics.
Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall.
What Donald Trump did during the campaign was to just paint in a very, very broad brush indeed. Perhaps most obviously the wall, rather than having a debate about immigration policy in the round, what you have is, are you for or against the wall? Are you for or against the Muslim ban?
Reeves gives Warren credit for her deep work on policy, but he says there's a lot of evidence that voters often decide first who they like before they consider which policies they support. For Warren, that means someone like Beto O'Rourke might represent a real challenge. Many of his policy positions remain vague and unformed, but Reeves says the former Texas congressman seems to be riding, literally riding, his brand.
There's a famous video of him kind of skateboarding onto a stage before speaking. It's really difficult to imagine Elizabeth Warren doing that, and I'm not recommending that she tries, but it speaks, I think, to this real sort of difference in this age.
That difference can translate into money. O'Rourke raised more than $6 million in the first 24 hours of his campaign, surpassing even Bernie Sanders' first day haul. Despite her detailed policy proposals, Warren raised a fraction of that in the first 24 hours of her campaign. That might say more about the obstacles that female candidates face than anything else. But Bill Curry, a political writer and former policy advisor to Bill Clinton, is skeptical of candidates who don't do their policy homework.
It's easier to get on a skateboard and have a photo taken in March of the year before, but I don't think that's what voters carry into a caucus.
Curry says, by contrast, Warren's commitment to policy is a commitment to a longer campaign. He also says detailed policy work makes her a stronger candidate.
You can't call her a socialist when she deals with the label directly and then puts on a multi-page accountable capitalism proposal. You can't accuse her of lack of specificity when everything she says, she tells you how she's going to pay for it.
And yet the fact that Warren's offering big, bold, some would even say radical policy proposals doesn't mean that she'll win the Democratic nomination. But it does mean, at least for now, that she's exerting a big influence on the Democratic primary race. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.